Everyone's talking about Comet Neowise. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. Yes, there's a new bright comet in the evening sky. It's the brightest since Comet Hale-Bopp in 1997, though it won't become nearly as bright as that one was. If you have dark skies, you can see Comet Neowise with the naked eye, but urban and most suburban observers will probably need some help spotting it. To find it, look to the northwest after dark. High in that part of the sky will be the vertical Big Dipper with the cup at the bottom. With binoculars or a telescope, slowly scan below it. Look for the glow of the comet's long tail, and then follow it down and to the left to find its brightest feature, the nucleus. Now, since it's a comet, it moves each night, and right now it's moving away from Earth, so it's actually getting dimmer. But every night, it'll be a little higher above the horizon. This weekend, it'll stay below the Big Dipper, but will move closer to it in the sky each night. So depending on when you look, you'll want to scan accordingly. This comet was discovered in late March by the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, also known as WISE, a space telescope that's been in orbit since late 2009. Because it's an infrared telescope, it can look for objects many other telescopes can't see. And part of its mission is to study near-Earth objects, or NEOs, hence the comet's name, NEOWISE. The Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer has found hundreds of near-Earth objects, like asteroids and comets, including a few dozen they've determined to be potentially hazardous. So, this weekend, take time to appreciate a comet we found while on a mission to protect humanity. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy skywatching.